All right, this morning we are remembering the jazz pianist Randy Weston.
Weston died Saturday at his home in Brooklyn at the age of 92. He regarded jazz as an extension of African music, and he devoted more than half a century to exploring the links between American and African songs. Here's Weston speaking with NPR last year.
I wonder how it's possible we could come here in America in chains. Our ancestors couldn't speak English, couldn't speak French. How they were able to take European instruments and do something that never happened before. When I hear African tradition music, I get the message.
Weston spread this message from the Moroccan city of Tangier, where he ran a performance venue, the African Rhythms Cultural Center. Returning to the States, he released a series of critically acclaimed recordings, including a tribute to one of his musical heroes, Duke Ellington. And Weston's own legacy is grounded in African rhythms, according to his biographer, Willard Jenkins.
While a lot of musicians are constantly seeking something new, Randy found sustenance in ancient traditions